story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
I'm sorry, Daffodil. I'm in the mood to record a show at 3:17 a.m.
Why?
I don't know, but I feel like
you can't sleep, and then you feel like I shouldn't be allowed to sleep either?
No, I'm sorry. And welcome, listener. I mean, I don't care if you're outside. If you're outside, close your eyes, okay? And if you're inside, just pull the drapes and something and pretend it's 3:18 a.m. here on the show this week. As well... I think we're profiling a guy that, well, he's sort of... His songs would put you to sleep on our celebrity slip-up this week.
Pretty sleepy.
Who knew? He could have been the singing newsman, you could say. Later in life, he was a news broadcaster on television. Back in the early 60s and late 50s, you got mellow with him in our celebrity slip-up profile. On top of that, off to the Limburger Lounge again. I may put you to sleep, doing the Billy Joel classic, Just the Way You Are. But we're starting off trying to wake you up from sleep. We've got the Mighty Accordion Band coming up shortly with Swanee River, but hey, look at that song. That used to sign off television stations in the early days of television.
The Syncopated Clock.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On?
Cheese Please.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm crazy, all for the love of you.
Jeez, please, guys, keep it down. It's like 3:25 in the morning.
And,
and the mighty accordion man was Swanee River. And before
it's Swanee River Cha-Cha.
Oh, yes, the Cha-Cha. I forgot about that. And before that, the same bunch getting ready to go home their little beds. And the syncopated...
You were close. The syncopated clock.
Thank you. Which ended off a lot of television stations in the early days of television. The accordion version. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and now this.
Thank you. I needed some introduction to do the yawn. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Button.
What else do we do?
You need to push the button.
Oh, that! I'm sorry!
And now it's time for the keys, please!
Good evening, I'm Hugh Downs.
And I'm Barbara Walters.
Hugh Downs, for 60 years broadcasting to America, for 21 years the steadfast anchor of 2020. Relive Hugh's greatest adventures. Soar with him again to the loftiest heights, into brave new worlds.
Houston, we do not have a problem.
What can I do to make him cry?
You'll learn things about Hugh you never knew before. 21 years at 2020.
And we're profiling Hugh Downs on the Celebrity Slip-Up this week, long before his days on 2020. That was a profile just before he ended his run on 2020.
He did a lot of things.
Apparently, including many years on 2020, as we just listened to. But tell me, what else?
He also acted.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
On a children's program.
Oh, man.
In 1951.
Well, okay, sure. What else?
He started out in news in 1945 on television.
Wow, that long in news.
At the point that he went for his first TV news job, he had never actually seen a television set.
Oh.
He wasn't really sure television was going to be around for very long.
No one was.
He was the announcer for the very first successful television soap opera, Hawkins Falls.
Oh, wow. Melodramatic Hugh.
He was the announcer for Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
Oh, okay.
He did a lot of things.
Yeah, but mainly in news in, well, 2020 as referred. But, in the late 1950s, he put out an album. Apparently he thought himself as a bit of a crooner. And he summed it up. The title of the album was An Evening with Hugh Downs. Which, you know, what can you say about it other than An Evening with Hugh Downs?
Coming to you now.
Yes, we're going to play a couple cuts from it. The Ride Back from Boot Hill shortly. I didn't know he was a rustler type guy, but apparently he was. But we're starting off with Drink to Me Only with Thine Eyes. On
Cheese, please.
Here's something that might seem a little unusual for a solo album. It's one of my favorites, though, and I think it's safe to say it's the favorite of a vast number of people for a very long time. About three centuries, to be exact. This was written by Ben Johnson, and because of its simple and utterly sincere nature, it's just as much alive today as it was when he wrote it. Drink to me only with thine eyes. Drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Or leave a kiss within the cup, and I'll not ask for wine. The thirst that from the soul doth rise doth ask a drink divine. But might I of Jove's nectar sup, I would not change for thine. I sent thee late a rosy wreath, not so much honoring thee as giving it a hope that there it would not withered be. But thou thereon didst only breathe and sent it back to me. Since when it grows and smells, I swear, not of itself, but thee.
What is that thing?
Whoa, what is that?
Cheese.
From Boo.
Boot Hill is one I'll remember. I left my true love 'neath the stone by the tree. They buried my darling one rainy September, the day she died for me. There was a man who called my name. There was a fight with guns aflame. Yet quickly to my side she came and stopped the bullet meant for me. The ride back from Boot Hill I'll take each September, to see my true love 'neath the stone by the tree. As long as I live, I will always remember my darling died for me. Ride back from Boot Hill I'll take each September, to see my true love 'neath the stone by the tree. As long as I live, I will always remember my darling died for me.
Keys, Please, with the lovely dulcet tones of Hugh Downs, broadcaster, television host, announcer, and heck knows what else he did.
But he was a published composer.
Oh, really?
He even hosted his own PBS Showcase for Classical Music live from the Lincoln Center
for
6 years.
Oh, geez. What else did he do?
He made a cameo appearance on Family Guy.
Family Guy? Really?
He actually held the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
For the most numbers of network commercial television with 15,188 hours until Regis Philbin beat him out in 2004.
Wow. He was like all over everyone's television.
He was. He hosted game shows. He hosted the Today Show. He hosted 2020. He did a lot of things.
I can see that. You know, you're watching him on TV on 2020 or something, and someone says, oh, well, that program's over. Let's whip out the Hugh Downs album and have the dulcet tones of Hugh Downs go through our ears after we see him on network television. Well, there was a thought, anyway.
He was the Jack Parr's announcer on The Tonight Show.
He was busy.
He was a busy boy.
And that song was The Ride Back from Boot Hill. And before that, we had Drink to Me Thy Only Thy...
Drink to Me Only With Thine Eyes.
Sorry, it's like 3:36 in the morning.
And no, and you get all tongue-tied.
As we finish off our profile on broadcaster and general media mogul Hugh Downs on the show this week. My name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to move to the lounge.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Yeah, speaking of the lounge, we're outside the lounge, so to speak, the actual all-night diner, as we park alongside, as we don't drive during the day here in the van.
Yeah, not really a lounge.
Do you want me to get you a coffee while the record's playing?
No, don't want coffee.
I think I need some.
It's going to keep me awake. I don't want to stay awake. I would like to be asleep.
Okay. Anyway. Because
that's what normal people do at 3:30 in the morning.
3:37 now?
Something like that.
I don't know. I lost count. Anyway, we have Martin in Munich and the Billy Joel classic that is probably going to try to put you to sleep, Just the Way You Are. On?
Cheese, Please.
don't go changing to try to please me. You never let me down before. I don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion, don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation, I never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. This I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better, 'cause I love you just the way you just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
Cheese Please with Martin and Munich. Martin and Munich. I can say that.
Yes, you can.
And just the way you are, baby. Oh, yeah.
Live. Very from lounge.
Live or recorded live at the Limburger Lounge on the show this week. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I'm going to squeeze in a couple more Hugh facts.
Oh, you have some more Hugh facts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He was the longtime president and chairman of the National Space Society and the National Space Institute.
Okay.
The asteroid 71,000 Hugh Downs is named after him.
The asteroid 71,000 Hugh Downs?
Yes.
Wow. Does Shat have one too?
Don't know. I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
And on the very last episode of 2020.
Yes.
He was asked if he had any personal opinions that he had to suppress the whole time he was on the air that he would like to express.
Uh-oh.
And his one response, marijuana should be legalized.
Wow.
He had very strong opinions about that he was not allowed to use on the air.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the guy seemed rather uptight. But as we...
No, he was a libertarian.
As we realized on the show this week, he's like Mr. Mellow.
Very interesting.
Wow, yeah. I don't know what else to say. It just seems rather uptight on the air, but obviously not.
Am I going to get to go to bed soon? Because I'm really getting tired here.
I decided not to go for the cup of coffee.
Yes, because you need to get some sleep or you'll be cranky all day tomorrow.
I've had insomnia for the last 2 days, Daffodil. I'm sorry.
You're going to crash.
Can you give me, like, not-so-illegal drugs to put me down?
Well, you mean to put you to sleep?
Oh, yeah, down. That's a bad word, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway. Gouda, open the glove compartment so we can get over with the show.
The only problem with that, Daffodil, is just it's just going to be too loud.
Do it anyway.
Three something in the...
Do it anyway.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh.
I'll get the piece of paper out. There, okay, I did it.
Good.
We're ending off the show with Jim Moss. Okay.
Interesting.
Yes. And when a Martian woman loves an Earth man.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I say. That's all I get to say.
It's a good thing. The show is over.
It's the end of the show.
Okay, folks, it's the end of Cheese Please. Come back next week. We'll have different shenanigans.
It's not the end of Cheese Please. It's the end of this week's show, right?
Yes.
I was worried there for a second. Okay. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Night I had a dream that I traveled to another world, and I fell in love with a Martian girl. She had pointed ears and a funny little turned up nose, and when I'd hold her she'd go beep beep beep, cause that's the only language she knows. Now beep 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 means I love you, cause it showed in her eyes. And beep beep means don't turn me loose, cause when I would she'd cry. Now I had one heck of a time just trying to understand what all the beep beeps mean when a Martian woman loves an Earth man. Now she had a perfect body like any ordinary girl, and she likes to make love like the women from our world. But it's kind of strange, and I'm sure that you'll agree, to hear beep, beep, beep in the middle of the night, cause she wants to make love to me. Now beep, beep, beep means I love you, cause it showed in her eye. And beep, beep means don't turn me loose, cause when I would she'd cry. Now I had one heck of a time just trying to understand what all the beep, beeps mean when a Martian woman loves an Earth man. Now I can still see her standing there with tears in her eyes, saying beep, 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 cause she didn't want to say goodbye. Now every time I go to sleep, know right where she'll be. And when we meet, we both say beep, 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 cause she taught the Martian language to me.
Weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.